Hola, Senor Kyle.
Hi, Lincoln.
Insert Spanish phrase that translates to what did we just watch?
We just watched Jason Bourne.
And this is going to be a quickie because this movie was fantastic, first of all, this movie was fantastic.
Fantastic, and if you're a fan of the Bourne movies and you've seen them, there's no surprises here.
The real reason why I don't have much to talk about is because this movie just goes at such a fever pace.
Good lord.
Like,
yeah.
There were no breaks on this train. There were a couple of like slow instances where it's more dialogue heavy, but for the most part...
There was still intense dialogue, though.
Yeah. Not as intense as like Steve Jobs.
Oh, God, no. I didn't feel uneasy sitting in the theater.
Yeah, just masterful use of pacing, and I normally don't like the really fast edits that really plagued this movie, but...
They work this environment. Yeah.
So Jason Bourne, if you have not seen it, any of the previous Bourne movies, Kyle, can you give me a brief synopsis of who Jason Bourne is?
He's a badass that has fled the government, and they're after him.
And that's really all you need to know.
It's pretty cut and dry story. It's in depth, but the A to B is pretty cut and dry. CIA's fucked up, and he's tearing them down and exposing them.
So before we talk about the movie, I want to talk about one of the trailers that we saw.
Girl on the Train looks fantastic.
Girl on the Train does look really good.
I am so excited for
that
movie.
When does that come out?
October, I think.
Okay. It's going to be good.
But you want to talk about the other one, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
It's really weird that they showed a trailer for a Matt Damon movie before a Matt Damon movie, and it looked like shit.
We're getting double Damoned.
I don't know that that's okay after this trailer.
So what's the movie's called The Great Wall.
The Great Wall.
Which, that's a snoozy title.
It looks fucking terrible.
My immediate reaction was, this is like another Gods of Egypt. First of all, it's about China building the Great Wall, and they're keeping out like monsters, I'm guessing.
Monsters. And okay. Matt Damon's there, because he's...
Matt Damon, like two other very white dudes, are Chinese officers.
And they're just keeping monsters at bay.
Which sounds cool, but it looks fucking so stupid.
And it has that, everything has to have like the gray filter on it, and... I don't want to watch that movie.
There's the sexy Asian mistress or whatever.
You know we're going to watch it. We have to watch it.
Just watch the trailer. Just pull up the trailer for The Great Wall.
It's the first time I'd ever seen the trailer.
I didn't even know about it. You apparently knew about this
movie. Yeah, and when he came on screen, I was like, all right, from what I've heard, this sounds interesting. And then I saw it, and I take back my it sounds interesting. It looks fucking terrible.
Why are we doing a movie about China making a Great Wall to keep out monsters?
With Matt Damon.
And we cast Matt Damon in it.
I don't know.
Are we really that short on Chinese actors?
No, I would say no.
See, that's what I was
saying. There are the plethora of Asian actors that are amazing.
Why can't, like... The only thing I understand is Ghost in the Shell. I get the reason why Scarlett Johansson's in Ghost in the Shell.
I do get that, yeah. I understand. I know a lot of people shit on it. I get it.
Nobody's going to see it if we don't have a big name attached to it. Ghost in the Shell's a very niche thing. But we were doing one about Chinese Great Wall...
And it's a monster movie. You don't need big names in monster movies. And the premise sounds interesting until you see it. And it reminds me of like a Zack Snyder film.
That's exactly what it reminded me of.
It reminded me of 300.
Well, everything that Legendary has been putting out recently like has the same visual style.
I don't like it.
The only one that I liked in recent memory, a lot of people don't like this movie. I really thought Immortals was a lot of fun.
So I haven't seen Immortals.
It's like 300 in tone and kind of how it's shot.
Okay.
But they ramp the mythology up to this level where it's like really campy and fun because they all look like how they're depicted in books. And it's really bizarre looking on the screen. But there's just this, I don't know, just like Clash of the Titans kind of feel of it because they're all covered in gold.
I don't think this movie's going to have that feel. I think they're going to World War Z this.
Which apparently they're making a couple more of those.
I don't know why.
I think so.
That was shit.
World War Z? I don't think it was shit.
Why was it called World War Z?
Because they were banking off the popularity of the book.
Do you know how easy it would have been to make a movie off the book? Have you read the book?
I've read the book, yes.
It's a chronological history of a war.
I think it would have been great as a miniseries.
Yes. There's all these like mini stories and scenarios in that you couldn't pick one out of the book.
Even though there's a couple of like really cringy moments in the book, like the girl, I think it's a guy that's like a samurai in Japan killing zombies.
Yeah, there's some
stuff like that. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah, there's some terrible stuff in it, but
World War Z, I thought it was okay. I thought it was fun.
I hated it.
It was fucking stupid, but it was still fun because it still had the nice pacing, and I thought that these zombies were really well done for the most part, especially when they do like the climbing on each other.
But if you make another one, it's just the same movie.
Yeah.
Just the same. Now I'm sad.
So anyway, no, because we saw Jason Bourne and it was great.
We figured it would be.
Admittedly,
love the Bourne films.
I have no notes because I was fully engrossed in the movie.
I just have a few, like poor Julia Stiles. Spoilers, Julia Stiles is in it.
So spoilers start now.
Julia Stiles dies. Or Nikki.
Yeah.
Name's Nikki.
She kind of figured. Also, how many times did my mom...
I have a feeling when they signed up that they told her she was going to die, because her acting was not very good in this.
Very flat.
Very flat. Which, believe it or not, I actually like Julia Stiles.
Now, granted, that's kind of how her character has been for the most part. So
yeah, it just seemed more...
Mm-hmm. More zoned out.
Yeah. So, I like her character in these, though. I had a feeling she would die, but I was sad to see her go until I saw her replacement, mm-hmm. who stole this fucking movie. I love Jason Bourne. I love Matt Damon. I thought she was more engaging in her character and her arc.
My mom came with us because my mom fucking loves the Bourne movies. How many times did she, like, do this?
Oh, because she was nerding out.
Oh, yeah.
It was hilarious.
That's why I was like, I'm so glad that Kyle is enjoying my mom just freaking out in the theater.
She was like a little kid.
Oh, yeah, that's great. She loves the Bourne movies. When the first one came out, I think her and my dad saw it. My dad didn't really care for it because he didn't really like action movies that much. Mom was like, this is amazing. I'm taking you to see this. And then we went and saw all of them whenever they came out.
I remember when it came out and I didn't want to see it because I was like, Matt Damon in an action movie? Pass.
Oh, how times have changed.
Yeah, but you know, at that point, I knew him from Good Will Hunting and I think Dogma had come out.
Oh, yeah. That was
before. He wasn't the...
That was pre-born.
He was like the comedy drama guy. So, I love him. This movie did not let me down. Tommy Lee Jones is looking fucking ragged, though.
He's looked that way for like 20 years.
The problem that I feel so bad because whenever he's on screen, all I can see is the bags under his eyes. That's all I can see.
They look like bloodhound ears.
It looks almost prosthetic at this point.
Especially when Bourne goes into the room and he's sitting there and then you just see this like brown chunk on his face.
Yeah. No, that's how that man really looks.
So pretty much the premise of the movie is just Bourne is getting information on more information on his past, and the CIA is trying to take him out, blah, blah, blah. It's a Bourne movie.
Yep.
Just not saying it's bad. I will say that I did kind of realize after watching Mission Impossible and now seeing Bourne, two very, very great movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm realizing how different these are in the genre of like spy espionage thrillers.
Yeah.
Because Mission Impossible is very romanticized. It's very crazy, set piece, huge things happening. The really great thing about all the Bourne movies is how
believable
and seeped in like hard reality that it is. About how most of the stuff, there are little things that we have problems with, but for the most part, you can imagine this being a real thing.
You imagine that the things the CIA have in this, that they really have.
Yeah, there's really never a point where you're like, that's not real.
The magic SWAT van.
Well, man, yeah. And I want to praise the villain of the movie so much.
Okay.
The asset. Now, it has been a very long time since. Was he in the previous Bourne movies?
I don't remember.
See, because I cannot remember if he
was. It's been a long time. I saw him when they came out. I haven't seen him
since.
That's
the thing. I saw him when they came out. I remember renting them. The last time that I watched them, I rented them at Blockbuster.
Oh, well. Yeah, so. I love the movies, but they're not ones I go back to. Action movies, I usually don't because they don't have that like initial, this is amazing glee to them.
No, I think I saw the first one like last year because my mom was like, let's watch Bourne. I was like, all right, mom, let's do it.
Have you seen the non-Matt Damon one?
No, I never did.
I haven't either. I don't want to.
My mom refused to. She's like, it's not Matt Damon. That's not Jason Bourne.
That's not Jason Bourne. I'm not seeing it. So yeah, I have no interest.
I heard it's pretty good.
I'm sure it is, but.
But I didn't know if he was actually Jason Bourne or if he was just like, if they were pulling a 007 where it's like a different guy that's called Jason Bourne.
I think that's the premise of, because Jason Bourne's just a code name.
So they tried to branch that and people were like, fuck you.
Probably because Matt Damon at the time was like, no, I don't want to do no more. And then for this one, they're like, here's a lot of money. It's like, okay.
I thought Matt Damon's performance in the movie was great.
It's always good. He's a great actor. Mm-hmm. I like Matt Damon. I really loved him in The Happening.
So the villain of the movie.
The Asset.
The Asset is such a great example of how you actually make a heartless killer be scary in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what you have him do? Be heartless and just kill people.
He kills a lot of people.
And with no emotion, just boom, dead. Mm-hmm. First scene, he's just sitting there watching soccer. And then they're like, yeah, you need to end what you're doing right now and go to Berlin or whatever. And he just walks in the bathroom, shoots a guy that's in the tub that he'd been torturing, and then just leaves. Goes on the rooftops, just shoots people, done. It's not hard to make a villain, like, scary.
No, and it's not hard to tell a story with him without exposition. They show him shirtless in the bathroom, tells a big story.
Yeah, because there's only one offline, really, that talks about his past, about how the reason why he hates Bourne is because he was tortured and they had to get him out.
Yeah, like, one line tells you everything you need to know and you understand his side of it. He's a bad guy in the sense that he's... didn't break off from the program.
Yeah, he didn't break off from the program, and
the CIA are the bad guys in these movies. So.
Yeah, and he's just super heartless, and it's great. And I don't know why I kept going back to, like, Bane
from Dark Knight Rises. Any other movie, he would have been, like, over the top, spouting one-liners.
Because the thing with, like, Bane in The Dark Knight Rises, and the reason why that he really fails as a main villain, is because you never feel scared, because he never really does
anything. Doesn't do anything.
The best scene in the movie that shows him being, like, a terror is when he just lays his hand on that one guy's shoulder, and you see, like, him fearing for his life. That was really clever. The rest of the movie,
yes, I am Bane. Scare from me. Tom Hardy.
So bad. The bad guy in this doesn't do, like, the cliched stuff he would do. There's a girl in it. Let's get close to Bourne. Any other movie, he'd kidnap him and hold him hostage.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nope, shoots her.
He didn't shoot her. Well, I'm talking about the other girl, Heather. Oh, Lee, that. Okay. The agent. Yeah, Julie Stiles. She's dead.
Yeah.
She's dead, dead, dead.
She just lay on the ground as soon as she moved. Boom.
Shot her again.
Yep. So there's a couple of problems that we have in the movie that are just kind of nitpicky.
Do you want to do a plot breakdown?
Do I want to do a plot breakdown?
Do you want to do a plot breakdown?
It's going to be a quick plot breakdown, really.
Yeah, because the deep dream stuff.
Yeah, we should definitely talk about the deep dream.
The main plot is... Bourne, but there is a nice little side
There's
plot.
A side plot where the government has been working with this company called Deep Dream that's doing, like,
basically
social
Facebook.
Media. Yeah. And they're selling information to the CIA from stuff that they gather from social media. And the guys kind of had enough of it. And so now the CIA is staging, like, an assassination of him.
Yes, at a convention.
ExoCon is what it was called.
In Vegas. Which is when I have problems with the movie.
That the CIA would be at a convention.
The CIA is doing a panel with him, basically. Why the fuck are the CIA, like, special guest at a fucking tech convention?
What I gathered from it, and it may have been addressed in the movie, but I just can't remember. I figured it was going to be, like, when he announces the app stuff, everybody immediately starts talking about, like, privacy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what that was supposed to be is... him talking about the app, the CIA saying that they're not involved, and having, like, a debate or something like that. I don't know.
Still, it doesn't seem like a thing the CIA would do for security reasons. I think especially they wouldn't go to a convention and allow people to sell tracking devices and fucking spy cameras with one of the greatest microphones ever because it can pick up a car driving in front of you, which we learn at the end.
You gotta suspend your disbelief a little bit. Those things are bizarre. Well, the tracking thing, did he get those from the convention?
Sure did.
Okay.
Picked them up at a booth.
Okay, so he picked those up. Because I thought that he just had those.
Nope. Picked them up at a booth.
Okay. So there's stuff like that that's like,
I guess in a movie that to me is like, feels like it's grounded in reality to just have things like that. I don't know. They stand out to me.
I was okay with
it. And that camera, I want to know how. Because he's following her in the end. She looks at the video. He's picking up the audio from her car with his camera he bought at a convention. Or stole at a convention.
Well, it wasn't a camera. It was an audio, like, secret.
No, it was a camera.
Audio. Was it a camera?
It was called a covert camera.
Oh, okay.
Did you not look when he was stealing all of his devices?
No, when he saw it, but I didn't see camera. I thought it was just plain audio.
No.
Okay.
It was a covert. She was watching the video.
I don't know. Maybe that was just a special feature on it.
No, it was called a covert camera.
Okay.
So whatever. I mean, it fit the movie. It was silly. I accepted it. It just stood out to me. That and the Super SWAT Man.
Super SWAT Man.
Like, you gotta admit, it just plows through cars.
Well, here's the thing. I was okay with it.
It launches them into the air.
Like, well, you know how they did that. It was just because they had a wedge at the front and they CGI'd it out.
Yeah, but a SWAT van wouldn't do that. It's not a fucking train.
Well, here's the thing.
A train wouldn't do that.
A SWAT van can go through cars, but not that many.
It's not
going to
launch them two stories into the air in balls of explosions.
But that car chase was really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Another great example of using a car chase in the right way.
I think the last time we said that was Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm. Where it actually, there was tension.
It felt real. It didn't feel like CGI.
And I especially loved it because Jason's car is like fucked up by the end of it. Like you see it
get... Oh, it gets fucked up.
Yeah, you see it get really, Dodge really wrecked. Charger.
This is like a lot of action movies. This is totally a car commercial.
Yeah, you know.
But whatever.
But a lot of times, when
you,
they have these...
about, you can't have a car chase and not show the cars. That's fucking stupid.
But the problem is that they always like leave out the cars getting like fucked up with their headlights going out.
No, this Dodge Charger got fucked up.
And it was great. And then when we have the final showdown of the asset in Bourne, I thought that the villain kind of monologue that he did was very well done because it was like two lines of dialogue. And then Jason Bourne, boom, snaps that neck.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about how great the new CIA girl is.
That's Alicia Vikander is the actress. Heather Lee is her character.
Heather Lee, that's what it is.
But it's the actress from Ex Machina. I was telling
Mike totally,
before we recorded, I'm like, Ex Machina is one of the greatest movies we've watched since doing this. And it's given me two actors that I love.
Mm-hmm.
This is that I've never seen her in anything until
I
now.
Knew she looked familiar. There was just something about her that.
I won't lie. At first, when I first saw her, I was like, is that Daisy Ridley?
How in the world does she look like Daisy Ridley?
I think it's just the demeanor. I don't know. I knew it wasn't, but I'm like.
Daisy Ridley's teeth are the size of Texas. How in the world can you get them confused?
That's what popped in my head, and I go, I know that she's not fucking Daisy. So I looked it up, and sure enough, it's the girl from Ex Machina, and she was fantastic. She stole the show in this.
Her character was so fucking good because it did such a great job of conveying to us that where, like, I wasn't sure if she was good or if she was bad.
Even at the very end, I don't know.
Oh, she's bad. Oh, she's totally bad.
Is she bad?
Oh, yeah, she's bad. Because at the end, basically, it shows that she wanted to get Bourne back. And she wanted to establish...
She just wanted Dewey's job.
Yeah, she wanted to do his job. She wanted to establish herself. So, siding with Bourne, she was able to have him killed. And then she was able to take his place by threatening, because of all the information that she knows. There's no way that they can kick her out.
Yeah.
Because of all the shit that she knows. There's no way. That's why that the last like line that she says to the other guy is like so impactful. And like the look that she gives is just like, anybody in the world would want to hire me because of all the information I know. And she just closes the door and he's just like,
it would be great if the guy's just like, boom, and just shot her.
Well, yeah. Probably should have happened.
I hope she is... bad because, and I hope they do another
movie.
Oh,
she's totally bad.
Because I want to see her again.
Because, you know.
She was very good at playing both sides with lies.
Yeah, and like her whole thing was that she was just trying to get Bourne to side with her and think that she was in his, like, looking out for his best interest just so that she could gain him as an operative and kind of start her.
What would you
power.
Have done if the movie ended with him saying, okay?
I would have been like, no.
I would have been so pissed.
No.
Like, with one word, he could have ruined this movie.
Yeah.
If he just said, like, I trust you. Okay. What the fuck? Were you surprised to see Tommy Lee Jones die?
Kind of.
I was surprised it was her.
When I started realizing what she was doing, I wasn't really surprised because...
Did you think she would be the one to pull the trigger, though? I did.
No.
I did when the guy bust in and Tommy Lee Jones was going to shoot John or Bourne in the head. I knew she was going to kill him. But up until that point, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't think that she was going to do that. I thought she was just going to put Bourne in a situation to kill him, possibly using herself as... You know, leverage.
Yeah.
She's evil. She's evil, Kyle.
She's amazing. She does a good job of playing both sides.
Yeah, because the great thing about it is you see Bourne not sure if she's on his side, really.
But throughout the movie, you're not sure.
Because
she's back and forth. She's so good.
Tommy Lee Jones is amazing, as always.
Yeah, with his sack face.
So good.
I just feel bad for him.
I think he's okay with it. He's like 98.
He looks so tired.
He's looked tired the past 20 years.
I know. I just want him to take a nap. That's all I want.
He probably did take a nap. Couple of naps after this.
Think so?
Oh, he's fine.
Okay. Just look at him, though.
But yes, I mean, start to finish, it's a ride. There's great set pieces that, you know, unlike the grandiose nature of Mr. Impossible, are still really beautiful in their own way because of how down to earth they are. And then they're like the biggest set piece to me was the riots in Greece that were happening.
A really cool visual to start a movie.
Very unique as well of how they used the riots to help Bourne escape and, so much fun.
Bah.
I had so much fun with this movie. I love the Bourne movies because how fast-paced, action-packed and smart they are. I really, these movies, the thing that I really like about them is that they are very smart.
Yes. One thing I love about them, and they do it in the beginning of this, is you're seeing what they're doing, but then it's cutting to what the CIA is doing on their end. I love that kind of shit. Like, I love, it's not really a spy movie, but I love spy movies.
I think it's, yeah, I would say spy espionage. It's,
they're not spies, but it feels that way.
Whenever I kind of describe this series, I always say, like, espionage thrillers.
Always been a fan of that stuff. It really sucks me in quick.
And the really cool part where Bourne has the earpiece from the one guy, and he's hearing both sides, hearing what Tommy Lee Jones is saying, hearing what the other people. It's great.
It's so good. Watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch it. Don't watch The Great Wall, though.
No, don't watch The Great Wall. You want to rate this? By the way, we forgot to rate our last movie.
Did we? What was our last movie?
Star Trek.
Yeah, it was Star Trek. Whatever.
I forgot to rate Star Trek.
We fucking loved it. It was great. It's like an 8-something. I don't know.
Actually, I want to go back on something I said during the review.
What's that?
That I thought this was the weaker of the trilogy. I actually like it better than the second now. I thought back on it, and I was like, this was a lot better than the second one. I think the only reason why I like the second one so much was because I really loved Benedict Cumberbatch as Khan. I thought it was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with the second one is that all of the different plot lines going kind of dilute it. And the third one, because it's such a basic story, and you have so much time with all of the cast members and all the crew, and you shows all the relationships, and you have a fun time seeing them interact with each other, that really made me like it a lot better.
Where would you put this on the Bourne movies? I don't really think any one of them stand out.
Ultimatum is my favorite. I really liked Ultimatum.
Ultimatum is good. I feel like they just get better and better. This one, I loved her performance. I loved Heather Lee. That character, I want to see more. Like, as much as I loved the character of Jason Bourne, there are times in the movie where I'm like, I just wanted to see more of her.
Or well, the like, cool thing about the Bourne movies, too, is that you have Bourne as a vessel. He's kind of like Mad Max in these movies.
Yeah.
Where he's more of a vessel for you to see this
story
and understand all the different other characters. That's why one of the things that people had a problem with this movie was the limited dialogue from Bourne.
Silly.
Which I'm not, I don't understand because I don't remember one where he was really super talkative.
No. He talks what he needs to in this.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man at a fucking breaking point. What do you want him to say?
He's making money by doing fights in like Russia.
Yeah, like he has lost what is left, and then this ruins it even more by him finding out what happened to his dad.
Yeah, big plot thing is that his dad started the, what was it? Oh God, the program.
Fuck, what is the program's name? It's not Iron Hand. That's the one the Facebook guy's doing. Yeah. Threshold?
It doesn't matter. It was the Black Ops thing.
Tumbleweed?
That made Bourne who he was. And then he tried to back out of it, essentially, because they were putting his son in that position. And they killed him. And they used that as leverage to have Bourne enter the program by saying that it was a terrorist attack when it was actually the government. This movie is like a 9 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, I was going to give it like a 9. So much fun. Solid 9. Absolutely love it.
And same thing with Star Trek, because we didn't rate Star Trek. Solid 9 out of 10. Enjoyed it. I'm incredibly happy that we are getting into the stride of good movies now, because we were at a very bad couple of times here recently.
It was Treadstone. He was in the Treadstone program. Yeah. We've had two good ones. I'm hoping next week is good.
This one a lot. I keep going back to Mission Impossible, but this, I knew it was going to be fun. I knew it was going to be a good because I like, you
it's
know,
the more. It's hard to make these bad.
It just really surprised me, like Mission Impossible, of how much fun that I had during it and how much I really enjoyed it.
And how much good story is there outside of the action.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of action in this. It's not like hardcore Henry levels. But that's on the other hand, that was all action and not really that engaging of a story.
We forgot that we saw that movie.
I just now remembered it for some reason.
When I was going through, because I keep all my ticket stubs. Like
visually?
I was going through and we were awesome. Like, oh shit.
The action was great. But after that, there's nothing there. Whereas here I'm saying my favorite character in it did not have an action scene at all. She wasn't a badass fighter. And I liked her. And Julia Stiles. Now she'll never dance again. They're going to be saving that last dance for a long fucking time.
I was waiting. I knew you were going to do it.
Did you?
I knew you were going to make that joke. I kind of wanted to make it before you.
Now her list is up to 11 things she hates about you.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie yet.
You haven't seen 10 Things I Hate About
You? No, I remember we had this conversation because I thought I saw it, but then I realized that I saw a movie that was similar to it, but it actually wasn't that movie, and I haven't seen it. It's on HBO Go.
It's
so I can see it.
Surprisingly really fucking good. It's a really good film.
I love rom-coms. Is it a rom-com?
It is a rom-com.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's a clever movie. It's good.
Is it better than 500 Days of Summer?
I can't really compare them at all.
Really?
No.
All right, okay.
No. Just watch it. Just watch the fucking movie.
Is it better than Annie Hall?
Everything's better than Annie Hall.
I'm going to stop you right now. I will burn the fuck out of you right now.
Will you? I'll stick my thumb in your little gun hole side.
That was painful to watch.
It was. Or him being choked for like what seemed like forever with that tube or whatever.
Yeah, and he's like whipping him with it.
I love that when he's whipping him.
And that fight scene was so good because they cut the music out until the very end of it.
It's very visceral.
Oof, love it. So yeah, see Jason Bourne. It's so much fun.
Yeah. If you don't like the Bourne movies, then save your money. It's the same thing. It's not bringing anything new to the table, but it's fantastic.
Yep.
I want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Right now.
Let's go.
No.
Oh, okay.